place, carpets have been placed, it's so clean and so user-friendly, the musalla, the wuzu khana. So we must express our appreciation. Man lam yashkurin nas, lam yashkurillah. It comes in a hadith that that person who is not grateful and not appreciative to people for the bounty, for whatever they have facilitated and made arrangements for us, then in reality you cannot be thankful to Allah. Imagine, Allah Ta'ala's pleasure and gratefulness is linked with expressing our gratitude and appreciation to the trustees and those who are involved in facilitating these arrangements for us. We mustn't take it for granted. The person who takes it for granted, then he doesn't express his appreciation. We, my dear brothers, unfortunately, even the ni'mat and bounties of Allah, we are not entitled to that. Whatever Allah blesses us with, whatever bounty and ni'mat, this is the mere grace of Allah. It is a fazl of Allah. ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. This is the fazl, karam, and, you know, graciousness of Allah Ta'ala, and He blesses it to whomsoever He wishes. So we must express our appreciation and utilize the facility in a manner that is best for us. Secondly, my dear brothers, very important for us to note that in the last few days, two very senior ulama who were Ahlullah, and the manner in which their janazas were conducted, many of our people, senior people here in this masjid or in this venue at the moment would have met Hazrat Maulana Pir Zulfiqar. Now we have to say Rahmatullahi Alayh. Before we should say Damat Barakatuhum, that may Allah prolong his baraka. But now we say Rahmatullahi Alayh. Allah Ta'ala, he has gone to the mercy of Allah. A man who visited our shores and who frequented Masjid An-Nur in Mallinson Road during the time of Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel, Rahmatullah Alayh. And he had many, programs that were there. Now, my dear brothers, such a great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he, you know, linked many, many people, made tawbah at his hands, and many people linked themselves with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at this great wali of Allah. Such a janazah, they say, that was held in this place where he was, in Pakistan, is called Jung, in that particular place. It was never ever witnessed before. Never witnessed before. Huge, for kilometers, 6, 7, 8, 10 kilometers, people were, you know, making the safs, and they were engaged in making the salat of janazah for this wali of Allah, Ahlullah, wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Minimum what we must do, my dear, some people who knew him, he is a tall man who used to wear a big turban and used to hold a stick also. Most people who might remember, we must try and revise the lessons that we may have learned, may have forgotten, but revise the lessons that we have learned from him. And secondly, my dear brothers, make isal e sawab. And my dear brothers, bring into amal. And it's a very great, some people, my dear brothers, their passing away is also a lesson. When a man passes away, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala facilitates and what happens in his janazah, my dear brothers, that in itself is a lesson for us. That person who, you know, he links himself with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala makes him kamyab in dunya also and in akhirat also, my dear. He looks forward to meet Allah. That person who looks forward to meet Allah, man ahabba liqa Allah, that person who looks forward and he loves to meet Allah, Allah ta'ala says, ahabba Allahu liqa'ahu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves to meet that person also. So my dear brothers, we have to link ourselves, my dear brothers, with those people whom are the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They say this journey, you can't travel it on your own. This journey of life, it's very difficult for a man to traverse this journey on his own. They say, hold the hand of one Ahlullah, hold the hand of some wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your journey will become easy. You lead your life like how he's leading his life. That's what Allah ta'ala tells us in the Quran Park, that we must link ourselves with the salihin, with the sadiqeen, those people who are truthful people, those people who are salihin, they are the pious people, link ourselves, join ourselves with them, and then you'll see your living will become easy. And Allah Ta'ala, you'll find pleasure in it. My dear brothers, I'm speaking things that was not, in my mind to speak, but anyway, Allah Ta'ala puts khair for us in these lessons that we need to seek. We are at the moment in a very challenging time, my dear brothers. This year-end period, this festive season, this season and of, fun and merry, this shamelessness, my dear brothers, this season of entertainment, even a good man also, he can also get pulled into this. This is the honest truth. Because everybody around you is having a good time, so-called good time, you also get pulled into that particular, that particular environment. And my dear brothers, a person is affected by the environment in which he is. If you go in a environment of people who are engaged in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we'll automatically also make zikr. You go in a perfume shop, you don't even buy the perfume, but the smell will come onto your body. When you come out from there, somebody might ask you, hey, very nice perfume you got here, what you put? You say, no, I didn't put any perfume, I went to the perfume shop. So that thing will come away onto a person. So in this time and this environment that we are in, my dear brothers, let us be very cautious where we are, what we're doing, who we're going with, which environment we are keeping, who we are associating with. And my dear brothers, find an opportunity, my dear brothers, to be in goodness, to be with those people who, my dear brothers, they remind you of akhirat, they remind you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they remind you of the temporary nature of this dunya. Otherwise, the dunya is very attracting, and it is very, deceitful. So we want to get involved in these type of things, my dear brothers, we have to be very cautious. We have to be very cautious, because my dear brothers, we don't know when our last moment can come. That should be a fear in our heart all the time, that I don't know, I might go in a wrong environment, I might get caught up in some place, and what if Malak al-Maut meets me in that particular environment? What will be the legacy that I would leave behind for my children and my grandchildren? We have to be very, very cautious. So let us be very careful, my dear brothers, and let us be cautious with regards to the environment that we are in, which environment we are keeping. In fact, my dear brothers, there are stories in the Quran and Pak of various Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. And amongst the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, we know the name of Hazrat Lut alayhi salam. Very famous Lut alayhi salam. Mention of his name is mentioned in the Quran and Pak. And he was in an environment, not a single person accepted him. He's giving, inviting people. He was in such an environment of shamelessness, lewdness. So we take a lesson, a leaf out of his lessons, of his teachings that he may have given to the people. In fact, Allah Ta'ala talks about the shamelessness of these people of Lut alayhi salam. أَتَأْتُونَ الْفَاحِشَةَ مَا سَبَقَكُمْ بِهَا مِنْ أَحَدٍ مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ, that they were involved in such guna and sin, that Allah is saying in the Quran and Pak that before these people, nobody else on earth ever did such a guna and sin. And that was, that's guna of homosexuality. But besides that, there was a lot of other gunas and sins that they were involved in. They were so shameless that they would, be involved in vices. Like for example, the kitabs mentioned of they had no self, consciousness of themselves, and they used to lift themselves up and release wind and fart, like what we will say, fart, pass wind in front of one another and care two hoots about it. How a person will be embarrassed if he has to just pass wind. He'll be very, feel very embarrassed about it. But for them, guna and sin had become such a normal practice and action, that for them it meant nothing. And the worst guna and sin that was never ever committed before on the surface of the earth, according to the Quran and Pak, was this homosexuality. And they were also engaged in that. And then when Hazrat Lut alayhi salatu wasalam told them that, you know what, have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't you have any fear of Allah? And then they said, I'tina bi azabin alim. I'tina. You know, if you are in kunta min as-sadiqeen, if you are being truthful and you are talking about Allah and that Allah ta'ala will punish us for this particular action that we are doing, then they're inviting, imagine, i'tina bi azabillahi. Bring the azab of Allah. Imagine for a qawm, for a people to desire and to ask the Nabi of Allah for the guna and sin, for the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the guna and sin that they were committing. So my dear brothers, from this we have to learn and understand that Hazrat Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, he found that action that in, you know, that action that they were involved in, he expressed his disgust. And he said, listen, I got nothing to do with how you are conducting yourself. I'm not part and parcel of this here. You are in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I am disgusted at your action and the manner in which you are conducting yourself. So ulama explained that, my dear brothers, if you are in an environment which is in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but my dear brothers, the important part is that, like how Lut alayhi salam, he expressed his disgust at the manner in which they were conducting himself, it is important for us also to have that hatred for that guna and sin that is being committed in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is being committed. We must have in our heart that this particular person or these people, they are involved in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not to hate the sinner, but to hate the sin that is being committed. This is very, very important. Otherwise, my dear brothers, it will become like a normal thing. You can be in a particular environment and a place, and my dear brothers, you will express your disgust for the action that is taking place. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regards as if you are not part and parcel of that action. In one hadith in Abu Dawud Sharif, mention is made about if there's any guna and sin that is being committed, and you as a person in that environment, you express your disgust, you are not happy with what is taking place there, and you express your disgust to that particular action, it is as if you are not there. Kana kaman ghaba anha. Like that person who is not part and parcel of that. And the frightening thing is that in the hadith it comes that if you are ghaba anha, if you are not there, but you don't express, you know, you it's like a normal thing for you. Despite the fact that you are not present in that particular environment, it is as if kana kaman shahidaha. It is as if you are part and parcel of that environment. So how cautious we have to be, especially in this day and age, especially in this time of where, you know, this shamelessness and this nudity and all this, you know, fun, we are being invited in different forms and different ways, and we are being encouraged for our attendance in different environments. My dear brothers, be very cautious, be very careful. Sometimes they use Islamic names, and they'll say Islamic fair, and, you know, this nasheed artist, and this person, and that person, and we get like, you know, drawn like magnets, you know, how the magnet, it draws towards it. Similarly, we get, because, I mean, South African Muslims, we are very, can I say, you know, we are simple. So if anything is named, labeled Islamic, or something is labeled, you know, by some alim's attendance in that particular environment that is giving some bayan, or some, you know, naat reciter is coming and is reading the naat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in an environment that is all mixed up with men and women and children and laughter and entertainment, my dear brothers. Be very careful, my dear brothers. What if the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes in that environment, and we don't detest this type of of actions and deeds, my dear brothers, despite being away from there, as if you are part and parcel of it. Allah Ta'ala safeguard and protect us, my dear brothers. Let us be very conscious of ourselves, especially in this day and age, especially in the environment we are. Many people ask, what must I do? My children, they want to do this, they want to do that, they want to... My dear brothers, this is a time that where we can spend with our family, where we can, you know, learn a skill. Those things that we may have been unable to do for so many years, we were supposed to attend to certain things, we are unable to do it. Take that now beautiful opportunity that Allah Ta'ala has afforded us. There are two ni'mats and bounties. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions and says that we are, you know, we are unconscious about, or we take it for granted. And as-sihhatu wal-faragh. And the hadith says two ni'mats that we generally we are unconscious about it, or we are, you know, we just take it simply, we don't value it. One is siha, your health, that Allah Ta'ala has blessed you with good health, you are able to do so many things, you are able to, you know, walk, you are able to digest your food, you are able to relieve yourself. It's a very great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Person can't really appreciate this ni'mat of Allah of health unless don't go to the hospital. Just take a walk in a hospital and look at those people. Or go to a elderly home where people are housed and see how those people are, in what environment they are living, what difficulty and challenges that they are experiencing. And you and I, Allah Ta'ala safeguarded and protected us from that. We are not dependent on anybody's assistance, and we can fulfill your needs independently. The people in the past, elderly people, I heard they used to make dua and say, oh Allah, muhtaji se bacha. Huh? Muhtaji se bacha. What that means? Oh Allah, save me from dependency. That if I need a glass of water, I must say, hey, please, Muhammad, bring water. Take me to the bathroom. Or do this for me. Pass my shoes. Help me to tie my shoelace. So this health is a very great bounty of Allah. Do not take it simply. And the second ni'mat and bounty, which the hadith tells us and reminds us, that we take it, you know, just as an ordinary thing, is that faragh, meaning your free time. So if Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with free time, this is a time where now you don't have to report to work at a certain time, come back at a certain time, have your lunch at a certain time. Why Allah Ta'ala has given you faragh, has given you free time. Be conscientious and cautious of where we are spending that time. This time is a great ni'mat of Allah. And every moment that is ticking away, my dear brothers, is never going to be replaced. It's never ever going to come back. So my dear brothers, let us be conscious about this. Spend quality time with our family, with our children. See how we can make it useful and beneficial. Establish some ta'lim in our home if it's possible. And know what our children are doing, where they are going, etc. Life also. Don't be like an absent father. When a person is an absent father, he doesn't worry about what his children are doing. My dear brothers, this is our responsibility. Huh? Allah Ta'ala tells us in the Quran, "Qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara." Save yourself also and your family from the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala grant us tawfiq, grant us understanding. And my dear brothers, like I mentioned in the beginning, that many people might have had some ta'alluq with Hazrat Mawlana Zulfiqar rahmatullah alayh. Let us go over his teachings, whatever he has taught us, or whatever via the teachings whenever he came to our country, to our masjid here, Mallinson Road Masjid and various other masajid. He has used to have his programs. Find a book, find his lot of writings, over 200-300 books. Many of it has been translated. Look at what was his teachings, and Allah Ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and understanding, my dear brothers, that this journey of life, my dear brothers, if we hold the hand of someone whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed, my dear brothers, this journey will become easy. Allah Ta'ala grant you and me the tawfiq, inshallah. Complete our sunnah.